Leadership is the shared responsibility of both men and women, said Dr. Marjorie Wagner to this year's graduates of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I'm Karen Sedzo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Dr. Marjorie Downing Wagner is the Director of the Institute for Chief Academic Officers and Dean of the American Council on Education. She is also a Senior Associate with the ACE's Office of Women in Higher Education. She has served as Vice Chancellor for faculty and staff in the California State University System, and she served as the first female president of a four-year state-funded university. By every measure, she is one of the nation's leading female figures in higher education. In addressing the graduates, she asked what prompts people to support public education.
We do it, it seems to me, because we recognize that we have an unending resource in times that seem full of doom about depleting resources. We have an unending resource in our people, and people like you. It is for you that this institution exists, and for those who have come before you and those who will come after you. You represent, to all of us, the leaders of the future.
She went on to discuss the question of leadership and how it has raised serious concerns in today's society. The qualities of any leader come in part through education, said Wagner. The ability to analyze, to articulate thoughts, and to be able to take risks through initiative are important. However, she noted there is something more.
But more important for all of us and our leaders is a very difficult thing to describe, something one knows when one sees it, something one knows when one has it, and it's really integrity, what I like to call authenticity, to be what you are, and that fully, not to be what someone else wants you to be, though it may be a good thing, not to be what someone else tells you to be, though that also may be a good thing, but to be what you really are. One of the finest English poets has written a poem, Jared Manley Hopkins, which he says, "What I do is me, for that I came." That's the kind of message that your authenticity brings with you. And as you develop and mature, as you grow older, it will become a more ringing message, what you are.
In assessing leadership, Dr. Wagner reiterated that while our natural resources will diminish or be depleted, the resources called people will go on forever. There is no way, she said, to continue to ignore the 52% of the population that is female.
We have no way any longer, no matter what traditions and histories and sociological and psychological reasons and pressures that have been upon us, and we all have suffered from them and experienced them. We have no way any longer to ignore that huge body of resource. John Stuart Mill, long ago, one who you would not expect to say that, said, "We will lose half our wealth and our resources unless we give women the role that they rightfully and properly can take."
Dr. Wagner was the first female since 1956 to address a UAF graduating class. This year, UAF conferred honorary Doctor of Humanities degrees upon Emily Ivanoff Brown and Claire Faze. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedzo. The campus has quieted down after a week of finals and graduation activities. But the quiet is only temporary as summer sessions begin June 7th. The lower campus will be under construction between the Fine Arts Complex and Wood Center. Please bear with us as we are trying to transform a muddy gravel pit into a park for all to enjoy. Completion is scheduled for September of this year. The University of Alaska Museum will display its collection of Ziegler prints through May. Guided walking tours of the campus will begin June 21st and continue through August 20th. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.